Morning. What a pretty day out there. And I see that we are in competition with the nice weather. Next week is Palm Sunday. So let it begin. Next week, we do everything that we can within our power to give our lives as living sacrifices to God, to recognize what Jesus has done for us. Palm Sunday, there'll be a baptism. Following the service, we will set up for the Last Supper. Then there'll be a rehearsal later on in the evening. Then we have the Last Supper Tuesday at 7, Thursday at 7. Good Friday, we have the crosswalk, be at the Presbyterian Church at 12:15. After a brief service, we will carry the cross, walk down to the Lutheran Church, brief service. We will then carry the cross, walk down to the UCC Church by the old Rite Aid for another brief service. I'll be preaching there. Then we will carry the cross to here and have a closing service. Everybody is invited. And then Good Friday night, 7 o'clock, we will have a movie, a viewing upstairs of the Passion, followed by a silent communion. And you are all invited to that. Bring your family and friends. Counseling is available during the movie as needed by Pastor Ron and myself, because we realize that that is a very intense movie. So a lot of things going on. We also have Easter egg hunt for Palm Sunday. And then Easter Sunday, first service, we have new members. Second service, we have confirmation. A lot of stuff. Bible study this Wednesday, 1 o'clock. If you've never been, come on out and join us. We give you everything you need. Just bring yourself and your Bible. We'll give you everything else you need. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, blessed be your holy name. You are Almighty God, everlasting Father. And God, we praise you. Blessed be your holy name. For we are here, God, not to celebrate the things in the past, but we are here today, God, to embrace the present, to look forward to tomorrow, because we are held in the palm of your hand. And we know that you do things new. We are here, God, because you said to be here. So your will be done in us. Your name be glorified. Come, Holy Spirit, into this place. For I pray that what we do here is pleasing to you. Fill us all with love for one another, and especially with love for you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you.
Also with you.
Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. Good morning, church. I offer a warm welcome to all present this morning. And as you make your way back to your seats, I want to open our service with our moments of informality. And that's where I'll take a few minutes to tell you about the mission and ministry of our church. If you would like some information about the church, do we have any visitors out there? I'm not seeing any, but if we have any visitors, oh, we do have a visitor. Raise your hand again so that everybody's going to welcome you properly after the service. But if you would like some information, please don't hesitate to see our pastor after worship. One of the ushers can get you a packet of information, or if you so desire, immediately out the double doors, you'll see hanging from a shepherd's hook right by the exit door, you can get some information. And again, welcome to the church. This morning, I would ask that you sign the registration page that is in the red folder at the end of the pew. Please pass that to others and bring it back to the center aisle. If you have a prayer request this morning, you'll find 3x5 cards in those red folders. I use that card to get a message or prayer request to the pastor, and the ushers will bring that forward. Our Bible memory verse for April, we are in the first Sunday of April. You can find that Bible verse on the front page of your bulletin, top center. Please repeat that twice through with me now. Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. We do have a variety of announcements this morning. And first on our agenda is Diane Runster, our music director.
First of all, as the pastor said, we're coming up a real close time for Living Last Supper. I'm still in need of cookies for Tuesday and Thursday for the reception. I'm going to pass the clipboard around. If you are able to make cookies, please sign the slip that comes around. If you want to make cookies and don't want to put your name down, make cookies anyway. Bring them in sometime before Tuesday evening during the office hours during the week would work fine. I also had a request from Kim, who is in charge of our nursery. I need one more person for the Thursday night performance to be in the nursery. So if you are able to help with that, either come up and see me after the worship service today, or if you look in the assembly room, which is out by the pastor's office, there is a list on the opportunities for service board, and you can sign there. Either way, we'll get you the your name in. There are still some yard signs out there. Please take them, put them somewhere. Remember to pick them up after it's all over. There are a lot of pocket posters and a few of the paper posters, so please take them and pass things around so we can have a big crowd for both nights. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. I will highlight a few additional announcements. Men in the congregation, we need your help. That's the United Methodist Men. Under the direction of President Mike Andreessen, there will be a work day this Tuesday, April 9th, and there are several projects that need attention. The men meet in the lower level kitchen area, 9 a.m. for coffee, and lunch will be provided. Our outreach committee, we will be providing Easter baskets for dinner and treats to local families in need. There is a poster immediately out the double doors in the narthex. There are fluorescent colored sticky notes, and on those notes are the items that are needed for the basket. Please make a consideration and take a few of those stickies home, bringing that back next Sunday, that's Palm Sunday, so that the outreach committee can provide those Easter baskets. And then a final reminder, we have a lot of events and activities going on in the life of the church. Pastor has indicated things going on for Holy Week, which is next week. Please pay close attention to what's going on this week, quite a number of meetings. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to God as our worship service begins.
"My name is James, the son of Zebedee." Jesus came to us and said, "Follow me." And we did. Peter, James, and John, Thomas, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon the Zealot, Thaddeus, and me. Only one of the 12 of us was missing. Judas. Judas Iscariot.
"I am Thaddeus. I remember that evening. In the growing darkness, Jesus knelt beneath the gnarled olive trees, and he prayed. If it is your will, Father, please take this cup from me. And we slept. Jesus continued to pray, "If it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, then thy will be done." And we slept. He prayed, "Not my will, but your will, O God." And still we slept. He said to us, "For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." My soul aches with sorrow. We said, "Lord, we are here for you now."
He said, "Stay with me for a while." We answered, "Lord, you know we will." I think he was irritated with us. He said, "Could you not stay awake long enough to keep watch with me?" We started to protest, "But Lord," but then he said, "Behold, the hour is at hand. Here's my betrayer now."
"Lord, we acknowledge the times we have failed you, just as the disciples did so long ago in the garden. As the flames are taken away from these candles, so remove our sins from us. We remember your pain as we snuff out more of your light."
I would ask that you please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. O Lord our God, when we look at the heavens, the hills, the valleys, the trees, and yes, the buildings that surround us,
we are reminded once again that you are the great I am. Blessed be your holy name.
Please remain standing for hymn of praise number 57 in your red hymnal.
Thank you.
Lots of fun. Grab my candy bag, please. I should do that. Okay. Fist bump. There we go. There we go. Coming around. Coming around. There we go. And who loves us? Jesus loves us. Jesus is always the answer, right? Who loves us? It's Jesus. Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. God said to no longer conform to the pattern of this world. God is doing a new thing, and God wants us to do a new thing, to live our lives differently than the rest of the world. So we're going to play a game. I think I made this game up. Maybe I heard about it somewhere. But come on up here and stand. Stand out here. This game is called Opposites. So whatever I tell you to do, I want you to do the opposite. Okay? Step forward three steps. Okay, I would like you to whisper, Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Okay, I want you to smile. I want you to frown. Okay, I want you to go to that wall over there. It reminds me of raising kids. Okay. Do not stop in front of me. Okay. Don't shake somebody's hand. Okay. Don't tell anybody that Jesus loves them. That's right. They're taking the easy way out. They're telling each other up here, right? Is Jesus the only way to heaven? Yes. Yes. Is Jesus the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes unto the Father except through him? Yes. Okay? So, back up three steps. All right. Well, dear Heavenly Father, sometimes being a Christian means being contrary to the rest of the world. Help us to live according to your word. Help us to do what you want us to do. Help us, God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to always ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? And then to do exactly what Jesus would do. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said? Amen. Amen. Okay.
Thank you, Sunshiners. One more time for Olivia, Hannah, Sophie, Charles, and Michael. Our word of God this morning is from the Old Testament, from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 16 through 21. The Revised Standard Version is found in your pew Bibles. Hear these words. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down. They cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. Here ends the reading of the words from Isaiah. I would now ask the ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Father, we pray that you would bless and multiply this offering, use it as you see fit for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless gift and giver. Bless those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
joys do we have that we want to share? Music. 89 birthday. 89 years young. Yes. Wendell's back in church.
Indoor plumbing.
Thank you. Dean, answered prayer.
Our health,
such that it is.
Megan got a new job in Washington, D.C.
My daughter, who's going to be ordained this annual conference, her and the other ordinands are on their way to England for their... The ordinands do that every year with the bishop and that. So it's a joy, also a concern. Anybody else have a joy? Glad to be in church today, absolutely. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pens and pencils. Bible says this is our responsibility. Bible says that you and I are to be intercessors, to pray with all kinds of prayers. It doesn't mean one and done. It's our homework. And our prayers can make the difference in somebody's life. Here's the list. FUMC, USA, those who are lost. Pray for traveling mercies, especially for our loved ones. I'd like to lift up our daughter Hannah, especially for her eyesight. Let's rebuke addiction in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are battling addiction, come against that. Pray for our men and women and their families in the military. They keep our country free. Pray for David in Virginia, who continue to battle cancer. They're in remission. Pray for Matt and family, for the names that are on the back of our bulletin. That's real prayer homework there. Lift up our first responders and missionaries. Don't forget to spend some time in prayer for our youth group, for Pastor Ron and Robin. We want to pray for Sandy and Delona, who we had anointing for them in between services today. Pray for John, recovering from a stroke. Pray for Danny. Ed from Saturday night service, broke a kneecap, and his wife Helen having some kidney problems. Pray for Ed and Helen. Continue to pray for Wendell. Throw out a little special prayer for Bill, 89 years old, with birthday wishes. Others, prayer requests. Nothing, going once, going twice. You're not concerned about anything. Everything is hunky-dory in your life. Nothing's touched your heart. We don't need to stand in the gap for anybody or anything else.
The preacher.
For the preacher. I'll take that. Okay, Ethan. Anybody else? For the choir and for the ministry of the Last Supper. For all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's go to battle. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord, we give you thanks for our blessings. Forgive us when we take any of them for granted. And help us to use the blessings that we have, no matter how large or small, in order to be a blessing to others. And God, we believe, help our unbelief. We lift up into the light and love of your presence all the requests that we have made known here today, spoken and unspoken. We believe, God, that you know better than us what needs to be done. You know the details. And you're greater than any problem that anybody has. If God be for us, who can be against us? The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And with you, God, all things are possible. It is written. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against your word. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so God will give you the honor and the glory and the praise for these answered prayers. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is from the gospel according to John, chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. Let us hear the word of the Lord. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with them. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet, wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. What I'm about to tell you today may be news to you, but it certainly is something you can use to witness to others. Because I want to tell you, there's a lot of people out there that need to hear this message. We serve a mighty God, the only God. Almighty God, everlasting Father. Matthew 19:26 says that with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. There is nothing that is impossible for God. Nothing. Isaiah 43, beginning with verse 16. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. This is what the Lord says. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And then from Philippians chapter 3, beginning with verse 4b.
The Apostle Paul is talking about his reputation, about who he is. And he says, if someone else thinks they have reason to put confidence in the flesh, he said, I have even more. I am circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. He says, I am a Hebrew of Hebrews. He says, in regard to the law, I'm a Pharisee. As for zeal, I persecuted the church. As for righteousness based on the law, I am faultless. But whatever were gains to me, Paul says, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage. Garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and to participate in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on, Paul says, to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. In Revelation chapter 21, verses 4 and 5, says that he, God, will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for the words are trustworthy and true. New. When I was studying this scripture passage from the lectionary, and I read over it, I'm thinking, what is the message here today? Now, anytime you take a pericope, a section of scriptures, and you read it and study it, there are a lot of messages. You have to pray to see which message it is that God wants you to deliver. And there was a message in there. 25 years I've been doing this, and for many more years before that, studying the Word of God. And what I focused on was the fact that God was doing a new thing, making everything new. And I asked myself, well, if God was making everything new, why is the world doing the same thing it was doing thousands of years ago? Why haven't things changed? Why is the world still falling apart, going to hell in a handbasket? Why is there still all of the crime and hatred and racism and bigotry and pride and laziness and self-centeredness? Why is nature falling apart with tornadoes and hurricanes and mudslides and forest fires and floods? Why are all these diseases and wars? Things haven't changed. They're the same today that they were thousands of years ago. Well, not entirely, right? I mean, we have all kinds of new inventions. Well, that's one thing that's changed. We've come up with a lot of new inventions. I've said it before, my personal favorite, cell phone. Love the cell phone. Love to be connected, get work done all the time on the road, and games and the internet on there, and oh my. I've got a smartwatch at home. Of course, used to be microwaves were all the rage, but well, we've come a long way since that. Fancy cameras. Well, Friday I was over my son's, right? My day off. Justin calls up and he says, it's my oldest son who's the pastor at Trafford. He says, come on over, Dad, I'll make you lunch. So I'm okay with this. Show respect for the old man, that's good. Had a little steak, some mixed vegetables, was very good. And he sat there and watched me eat, and he didn't eat himself because he's fasting for Lent. He's fasting from sunup till sundown. I was still okay with that. That's good, you know, just more for me. So we got done with that, and he said, come on in the living room, Dad, I want to show you something. We went in there, and he's got a PS4. You know what that is? PlayStation. And he brought out this helmet. It's got this huge visor on the front. Put that helmet on my head. Sat me on a chair. Gave me some nunchucks to hold. Turned it on. And I was in another world. I mean, you're walking through it. You're grabbing things. I like the bang bang shoot 'em up stuff. So I was in this other world. The details. I mean, you're sitting in a chair and you're looking around and you can see around behind you, above you. It amazing. Just amazing. But even though all these inventions have come along, even though we've gotten a lot smarter, it seems, and we've come up with all these new medicines and better ways to do surgery, people are still dying left and right. Disease is still rampant, and the racism in our country seems to be worse than ever. And wars are still going on. People are dying left and right. If God is doing everything new, why haven't things changed? And so I prayed about that, and I studied the scriptures, and it dawned on me. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing in here. That Simon the Zealot says that God showed us a new kind of kingdom, the kingdom of the human heart, where God reigns supreme. God is doing a new thing. And here's the good news. God is not revamping our lives. He's not fixing our old lives. But he's giving us a new life to begin with. Born again. We must be born again. A new life. That old you is gone at the door. When you repent of your sin, do you know what God says when you repent of your sin? When you go to God and you say, God, remember that thing that I did last week or last year? God says, no. Oh, sure you do, God. You know, when I did that thing I shouldn't have done, and God says, no. No, you repented of that. I threw that away as far as the east is from the west. Now maybe it's been a while since I explained that, but that's what Scripture says. East is from the west. Why doesn't God throw our sins away as far as the north from the south? Because if you go far enough north, what happens? You go over the pole and you start heading south. But God threw our sins away, the Scripture says, as far as the east is from the west. And if you go east and continue to go east, you'll just go around the globe and you'll go east forever. It never runs into the west. And God threw our sins away and remembers them no more. He has given us a new life. He is the God of new beginnings. So when somebody in your life starts to point down your back trail and say, you should be ashamed of yourself. You used to do this. You used to be like this. You say, that was the old man. I'm a new creature in Christ. The old is gone. The new is come. For God has given us, every one of us, a new life. He's doing a new thing in our lives. Mary went out and poured that expensive perfume on Jesus' feet, something that had never been done before. She was doing a new thing. Wiped it with her hair. She didn't care what anybody thought about her, what anybody else was going to say. It was Jesus first for her because she was a new creature in Christ. Paul, who was revered by so many people, respected by everyone, such an authority,
such a great reputation. Paul says, I don't care about any of that. I don't care about my money, my possessions. I don't care about my reputation. I don't care about my citizenship. None of that matters. He says, all that matters is Jesus. He says, so I forget everything that's past, everything that's behind me. I count it as garbage because God gave him a new life on the road to Damascus where he saw Jesus. And there in Isaiah 43, God is saying, I am doing a new thing. Don't you see it? Streams in the desert place, in the wilderness. So my brothers and sisters, God wants to do a new thing. If he's not already, he wants to do a new thing in your life. He doesn't want your old life. Just give it up. God's got something better for you. There's an illustration about a man who, his name was Lindsey Clegg. Lindsey Clegg, C-L-E-G-G was his last name, a London businessman, and he owned property. And he had this old warehouse that he was trying to sell. And so he took a prospective buyer to the warehouse. Nobody had been in that warehouse for months. And when they went into it, the windows had been broken, the doors had been ripped off, walls were damaged, and there was garbage everywhere. It had been vandalized. And Lindsey Clegg said to the prospective buyer, he said, listen, don't worry about this stuff. He said, I'll put in new windows. I'll hang new doors. I'll bring in a team of engineers, and we will make sure it's structurally sound, and I'll sweep out all this garbage. And the prospective buyer said, I'm not buying it to turn it into what it once was. He says, I don't want you to repair it. He says, because I'm going to do something new here with this. I just want the site. He just wanted the site. And that's the way it is with God. God doesn't want our old warehouses. God just wants permission to do a new thing. By the power of his Holy Spirit. Perhaps you're already walking in the Word and you don't need this. But I'll guarantee you that all of us know somebody whose life is a mess, who's being held down because people say that you're rotten, no good. Look what you did. You're a sinner. You need to introduce them to Jesus, who will give them a new life. God doesn't want the old. He doesn't want to fix up something that's been broken. We serve a mighty God. So God wants to give you a new thing. God loves you, and so do I. When we take communion today, it'll be intention. We will tear off the bread and put it in your hand. And then this is the gluten-free communion elements on the altar rail. You can come up in line and then step around us and go to the altar rail to receive the gluten-free communion. Intinction. The body of Christ, the blood of Christ. Please be in an attitude of prayer as you come up for that. 12 of your hymnal. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. You have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took the bread. He gave thanks to you. Thank you, Lord, for this body of Christ. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, when the supper was over, he took the cup and he gave thanks to you. Lord, we pray that you would bless this cup, that it would be for us the cup of the new covenant, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." He said, "Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Let's stand and sing, "Change My Heart, O God," and make it a prayer. Make it a new thing. We have a coffee hour. We also have, if you are going to the shower, go directly to the parlor. No coffee hour. Just if you're going to the shower, go to the parlor. Yes. Okay. I've received my orders. Okay. Don't wallow in past sins. God doesn't. Give it up. Don't let anybody tell you different. And maybe you know somebody else who's carrying around a bunch of chains and a load of guilt. They need to hear the good news that we serve a God of new beginnings, that God wants to give them a new life. All they need is Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us. Give us boldness and the words to speak to those around us, Lord. Words to the people who need to hear the good news that you are doing a new thing. Come, Holy Spirit, we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.